I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson out today. Be back tomorrow, 248-539-9797. Talking at great length about the Michigan-Ohio State game. Spartan fans, what do you want in the bowl game? Got a suggestion for Dan Campbell coming up today at 105. Red Wings with a good weekend. I don't know how many people consider this appointment viewing. Something else we'll get into the 1 o'clock hour. Completely different. 248-539-9797. All right, so look, after the Michigan State game, I do the engineering for the road game. I have to set up the road game coaches interview. And so the game ends. I go into the locker room. There's kind of a hallway around the back, the way the Spartan locker room set up, so I'm not actually in the player area, and that's through a door that, well, right inside the locker room are the jacks that I got to hook up the microphone and the headset. So I have to open the door into the locker room, plug into these two, and then run the wire, the cables outside the locker room so that coach can do his interview with John Jansen. So game ends. I'm in there. Players are in there. It's dead silent. Dead silent. And Jim Harbaugh just says in the moment, guys, we have to flush this. We have to move on. There's a lot of football to be played. Let's get right back in this championship hunt. And some of the players have talked about that moment of just sort of, all right, need to recalibrate here. And not much was said the rest of the day, but I asked players about it later, and they all said that they remembered it, and you know, they didn't want to have their season unraveled, which has happened so many times. November football, your best players have to leave a legacy. And for Michigan, this group did. This group did. And, you know, everything means more in, you know, these rivalry games. And certainly the Michigan State game, credit MSU, and Wolverines didn't come through. But this game, some of these performances, Aiden Hutchinson, Hassan Haskins, the offensive line, Cade McNamara, Josh Ross, David Ojabo. I mean, plenty of people. The list goes on and on and on. Underrated Eric All, who was an incredible blocker from the tight end spot. You know, this will be remembered. This will be remembered. Donovan Jeter stepped up and made a big play in the backfield. A bunch of guys played their best game.
You know what was I thought was kind of cool? Speaking of the offensive line and Eric All,
yeah,
when they came over to defend the honor of Wilson,
oh yeah,
and they didn't get a penalty called.
They didn't
on
get
him.
A penalty.
They towed up to the line as much as they could. I know they wanted to do more clearly, but those two big offensive linemen, I forget who they were. I'm sure you know.
Trevor Keegan, I think it was Trevor Keegan and Ryan Hayes.
Okay, and they come charge over, chest thumped out. You got this little DB. I mean, he's not going to do anything, and they just basically kind of like, hey, dude, back off, without touching him, without trying to get a penalty. They knew. Oh,
they touched him.
But you know what I mean, with their hands, I meant. Like, they knew we wanted to show up and defend our teammate, but we also don't want to get a penalty.
Yeah.
And Eric All came over there and
Eric All came really close.
Yeah, they came really close, but ultimately no flag was tossed on Michigan. And yardage-wise, it didn't really mean much, but I think it got the crowd going, it got the team going again. But, yeah, they were trying to do the best they can. And to me, I asked you, Doug, I don't want to overreact or anything, but college football, they toss guys out for questionable targeting and penalties and things like that. When you rip another player's helmet off,
yeah,
that's not grounds to toss someone, maybe?
I don't know that it's a hard and fast rule.
Well, clearly it's not.
Yeah.
But
It was Andrew Stuber, by the way. Andrew Stuber and Trevor Keegan. Kind of hands behind their back.
Yeah,
but just
and they
like,
want, like, hey, I'm not doing it. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
As they're totally doing something.
Yeah, right. I thought that was great.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Rob in Northville. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
What's up?
First champ and champ, Mike Bone, the athletic director for USC, for signing Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
I mean, that was for them to be able to keep that under wraps for how they did. Because you know they've been talking to him behind the scenes. It's unbelievable.
That is, Rob, I mean, I don't know how much airtime I had it down. It's something we need to talk about this week. USC was the first team to fire their coach. He did it 2 weeks into the season, and people were starting to talk, what the hell's going on? You do that so you get a jump on the field, right? You do that so that you can get the best guy available. Everybody knows early you're in the market for a coach, and there's crickets for 10 weeks, and then they land Lincoln Riley? To keep that a secret?
Exactly. That's the amazing part is how they kept it a secret. Cause
it's unreal.
The reports out of Oklahoma is that he blindsided them, and 6 5-star and 4-star recruits have already decommitted from Oklahoma.
The misdirection with the he's going to LSU. He's going to LSU. No, he wasn't.
And my chump is the Penn State AD. I don't understand. I mean, James Franklin showed his, you know, he showed himself again with losing another big game. I thought that extension was ridiculous. I know they probably had to do it, but it didn't make sense to me.
I don't know. The rumor was him to USC, so apparently they didn't have to do it because USC was getting Lincoln Riley the whole time.
So I wanted to call and touch on, I'm not sure if you remember, but I'm a huge Notre Dame fan, diehard, and I cannot stand Jim Harbaugh, but I want to give him credit here. And I correlate what he did this year to what Brian Kelly did in 2016 when they went 4-8, and Brian Kelly fired 5 coaches, brought in 14 new staff members, 5 new coaches, and he had to change the culture. He had to change, stop being, having his hands in everything and be a game manager and let his coaches do their jobs. And I got to give Jim Harbaugh a lot of credit in that regard for bringing in Mike Hart has been unbelievable, Ron Bellamy, Klingscale, he changed the way he manages the game. He doesn't have 3 play callers anymore. I got to give him a lot of credit in that regard for changing the culture and changing his staff upside down. And I think that's a huge reason why they're where they're at right now. And I'm sure you would agree.
Well, it's a very valid observation by you, and maybe the most important staff change he made. And there was you can make an argument for a bunch of them. Is one guy he didn't fire. He made Sharon Moore his offensive line coach. And this Michigan offensive line, that performance probably the best against Ohio State since Chris Perry in 2001, or the Biaka Batuka game where he went for 313 in 95.
So what about what Mike Hart has done?
Mike Hart.
I can't stand him either. But you got to give credit. I just don't like Michigan. But you have
Fair
to.
Enough.
If you appreciate college football and what happened on Saturday, what the U of M coaches have done in that locker room and that their personnel, it's unbelievable. And I truly give Harbaugh a lot of credit.
Well, I've liked all the changes, but there was always sort of this thing looming about they've been good, big challenge ahead. They've been good, big challenge ahead. Well, it looks like what he did with his staff was great. And, Sean Nua, who under Don Brown, I watched Sean Nua, the defensive line coach on the sidelines. He wasn't – Don Brown had his hand in everything on the defensive side of the ball. I watched Nua get way more involved this year with the defensive line. More down on a knee, talking to him, and less standing on the edge of the huddle, which I think is what Don Brown wanted. And Sean Nua really has done a hell of a job with the D line. I mean, I'm not going to go over the whole staff, but yes, you are right. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.